You know that awkward moment when you look at someone you've known for a long time and think, I don't even know who you are anymore. That moment also happens in high-stakes diplomacy from time to time. In fact, Bill Richardson recently had one of those moments with Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi. Richardson is the former New Mexico governor and U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. He'd been serving on an international panel looking into solutions to the Rohingya crisis in Myanmar, or Burma. More than 500,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled their homes in Myanmar's Rakhine State. They say that the Burmese military has been systematically trying to destroy them. Aung San Suu Kyi, Myanmar's de facto leader, has said this isn't true. But two Reuters journalists who tried to document the atrocities, including the reports of mass graves, have been thrown in jail in Myanmar and are still in detention. Governor Richardson got tired of it all.
I quit because I felt it was a whitewashing commission. And secondly, Aung San Suu Kyi's reaction when I said, deal fairly with the two Reuters journalists that are in prison. This is a bedrock of democracy. I've known her for 30 years. I've supported her. We've been friends. But she's isolating herself with bad advice and bad advisors.
I put to Richardson that for a diplomat, quitting the panel didn't seem very diplomatic.
Well, you might want to ask the panel and Aung San Suu Kyi and the four members of the advisory board why they met in secret without me at one time. They didn't want to hear my frank advice. I thought that was a breach. I'm a full member of the commission appointed by Aung San Suu Kyi. That was just one instance where I felt my candid advice was not wanted.
So are you saying the panel is not being tough enough on Aung San Suu Kyi and the leadership in Myanmar?
Well, I think the panel is being guided by a chairman, an Aung San Suu Kyi, who want to validate their positions on the refugee issue, on human rights. I mean, there seemed to be great antagonism and the disparagement of what the international community wanted. The United Nations criticizing the UN, criticizing human rights groups, the international media. That was the attitude of the leadership of Myanmar. And I think that the panel was being suckered into finding ways to justify the government's bad policies, human rights violations, lack of accountability. I served on this commission for 60 days. There seemed to be nothing that would imply that they were serious about reforms.
I mean, you've essentially said that this whitewashing is hiding the real reason behind the crisis of the Rohingya people in Myanmar, now in these camps in Bangladesh. What do you see as the real reason for the atrocities against the Rohingya?
I think the military is mainly to blame. The military feels many of these groups are terrorists. They don't want to bring them into the Myanmar society. They've been clashes, human rights atrocities. I think a lot of the refugees wanting to go from Bangladesh back to Myanmar are not assured of their safety. And the military is not conducive to keeping them safe. They've been these mass graves and these human rights violations, rapes, atrocities. And so understandably, these refugees don't want to go back. I don't blame.
Do you see it as ethnic cleansing? And do you think that's what this panel is not really willing to address?
Well, I know the UN has used that word. I don't want to use it, but it's certainly mistreatment. It's certainly bad policy. It's certainly not addressing the real issues.
So, Governor Richardson, you mentioned those two Reuters journalists who were detained by Myanmar while reporting on the Rohingya crisis. And the reports out there say that Aung San Suu Kyi was furious with you because you asked her to release those journalists. Is that true? And what is the situation now for the two Reuters journalists?
Well, yeah, she was furious when I said, look, you've jailed these two Reuters journalists as a setup. It seems that they were set up. They discovered the mass graves. They didn't release any significant national security information. And she retorted, well, they may have violated the Official Secrets Act. Well, I think the freedom of the press is a bedrock of democracy. And there have been a lot of detaining of journalists in Myanmar in the last couple of years. This is not a free, open press society. What is the status of the journalists? You know, they could face up to 14 years. My hope is that they're released soon, but I think there were mass graves. There was participation of the Myanmar military in the atrocity. It wasn't just the Rohingyas. And I think that has been admitted, and that should come out. But it should be a full-fledged investigation. It should be an impartial investigation.
What would you like to see from Aung San Suu Kyi personally? What do you think she should do at this point?
Well, I think she should reach out to the international community and say, let's work together with the UN, with the United States, with Europe, with international human rights group, and say, look, let's find a way that we can all make this refugee crisis consistent with the Geneva Act, with proper treatment of people. Let's deal with the Rakhine issue with the Muslim communities. Let's find a way to integrate these people so they can have normal lives and we can end this crisis. I think the West also should come to her. I'm not for sanctioning Aung San Suu Kyi in Myanmar, putting sanctions, economic sanctions, because that hurts the people. I'm very fond of the Myanmar people. I've spent 30 years supporting them and Aung San Suu Kyi in their transition to democracy. You know, I'm very fond of this country. I don't want to see punishment. I don't want to see policy that hurts people. I want to see progress. But I thought this advisory group was a vehicle, but it seems to be a whitewashing operation in the end to validate Aung San Suu Kyi's policies.
Personally, what does this rupture with the panel and with Aung San Suu Kyi mean to you? Because you met with Aung San Suu Kyi when the military regime there had her in detention. And your focus, as you told us for years, has been to help people like her gain their freedom. Is this falling out with her painful to you?
Well, it is painful. I still like and respect her. I'm sure she doesn't like or respect me anymore. But my hope is what I did be a small wake-up call to her that she's losing her friends, that she can't continue disparaging those that helped her come to power in a democratic system, the international community, the media, the Nobel Prize, the United Nations. She was a human rights icon that's become a politician, and being a politician now means subjecting yourself to military misdeeds and certain atrocities. She has to stop. I think the West and her have to reach an accommodation that if we're going to avoid a huge genocidal crisis that already is starting in Myanmar, that there needs to be a detente, an accommodation. And I saw this vehicle of the advisory board as maybe a step in that direction. Now I'm not so sure.
Former governor and former U.S. Ambassador Bill Richardson there. Tomorrow we'll ask him about North Korea, another place where he's got deep experience.